7:13 on Singapore Today. Last year, we talked to a local entrepreneur whose business, Singapore Lactation Cookies, specializes in lactation products. The founder talked about how her experiences as a mum and fellow mums that she was friends with and those she worked with, they had trouble with breast milk production. And this led her to setting up the business selling lactation cookies and other baked treats. But really, what do two local guys know about lactation products and why are they producing and selling them? We're soon going to talk to the co-founders of Two Nut Guys. They make and sell lactation nut butter and nut products like milk, nut spreads, granola, and even ice cream.
But first, we want to tell you about a study published a few months ago in the journal PLOS Medicine. It found that babies who are breastfed for the first 6 weeks of life are less likely to have behavioral problems or special educational needs. So helping moms breastfeed well is of paramount importance. So with that in mind, let's speak now to the Two Nut Guys, David Ho and Lee Chi Leong, the co-founders of the company. Now, guys, Two Nut Guys began because you said that you have a mission. You feel that you've got a mission to help breastfeeding mums increase their milk supply. So first off, which mum or which mums in particular inspired your creation?
Hello. Hi, good evening. Thank you for having us. I'm Chi Leong. So which mum inspired us? It's actually my wife, my spouse, who has got problem or a lot of challenges, difficulty pumping, as in producing breast milk. So it happened 4.5 years ago when my son was born. Happy moments, but at the same time, very helpless moments. So because of that, now at one point when I decided to turn to go into an entrepreneur, that's the challenge that I want to solve.
All right, and what about you, David?
Well, for myself, right, though my wife hasn't started breastfeeding yet, but we have got friends around me who constantly face this challenge, and they were trying a lot of food, experimenting with product A, B, and C, so which triggered us to think, hey, is that something that we can do for our loved ones around us?
Right. Now, nuts. Yeah, why choose nuts? What's so special about this type of food that helps to stimulate production?
So why nuts? Because almonds, they are considered as lactogenic. So in this trade, they call it galactagods. So other than almonds, there are also other galactagods like chia seeds, flax seeds, brewer yeast. But almonds is based on our the results that we got, and also the study that we, the research that we have done, almonds works best. Other than almonds, the other product is, the other item, the other ingredient is walnuts, because walnuts are high in good fat content, you know, omega-3 fatty acids. So these are the two nut types that we use in our product.
Then we want to know, what about peanuts, right, Chi Leong? Because some moms may be allergic. Are there any peanuts in your mix?
No, in fact, we only use almonds and walnuts for now. I think one of the reasons why we didn't use peanuts, because I am allergic to peanuts, I have eczema, so I make sure that there are no peanuts in our factory, and all our equipment hasn't touched peanuts before.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. What are your guys' backgrounds? I mean, you came into this business, but what were you doing before this? Was it something related?
For me, it's totally not related. Before this, I was working in a fintech and a HR tech company, very much in sales. I got no experience in food, nutrition, and lactation is not something that
it doesn't that come naturally to you. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And David, what about you?
Yeah, I have a benefits design and brokerage business. That's my primary business. So when I met Chi Leong, I was still running this business today as well. But however, we saw this really worthy problem that we really want to solve to help breastfeeding mommies.
All right. Well, can you tell us how nuts help lactating moms and those who are nursing as well?
How it helps, I think nuts, they are, we call them superfood, right? So almonds and walnuts, they are very high in protein. Very high in protein, so when pregnant mommies or even breastfeeding mommies, they need to consume a certain level of protein so the baby can grow, because protein helps to build muscle and develop the baby. So that's one. They also need good fat content, right? So nuts, they have got zero trans fat, zero cholesterol. What's the thing that is helping moms to lactate best is because nuts are very high in calories. So a breastfeeding mom would need an additional of 500 to 600 calories a day, depending their weight. So nuts is a good product or a good ingredient in for lactation purposes.
Right. So the products that you create, they are like gelato, almond milk, and granola as well. Is this creative process just two guys creating products for mothers and lactating women, or is there a woman's input involved in this process as well?
Right. So from the first step, we always ask mommies, hey, how is your nursing journey? What would you like to eat during your breastfeeding hours? So that's how we started our first step. So we gather feedback, we ask them what they like, what they don't like, and that's why we came up with products like gelato. Some mentioned they would like to have desserts, some mentioned they like something easy to drink, not so dry like cookies, and some even mentioned, hey, we need a power breakfast because in the morning, right, we are so busy, we got to feed our kids, we got to do some household work, so can you have some breakfast? So that's how we started on step one, always asking the mommy, seeking their input.
Which mummies are these? You're related to you, or some? You have a group of, a focus group or something like that?
One of them is Chi Leong's wife, for sure.
I would think so.
Yes, for sure. I think both of us enjoy good food like any other Singaporean, right? So the first gatekeeper will be us. We first, whether do we like it? Then we start asking the mummies. We have a focus group, of course. We start all this, our very first nut butter with a 30 to 40 over group of mummies. And we just kept going version 1, version 2, version 3, until version 7, where most of the mummies say, good, launch it, don't wait anymore. That's where we knew we hit the nail.
Where do you source your nuts from? And we want to know also, are raw material prices affecting your bottom line?
We primarily source our almonds and nuts from California. Primarily, we find them, they are of better quality and higher grade. And yes, definitely this climate change and also the logistics price increase has definitely affected our bottom line. So sometimes we see seasonal increase, and sometimes due to the weather changes, the almond production may not be as fruitful. So that also affects us as well.
All right. We understand that you recently moved to a new factory, which probably means now you have a license to better sell your brand, your very memorably named brand, to Nut Guys abroad. What help are you looking to get from agencies like Enterprise Singapore in order to establish your global presence?
I guess first of all is for David and myself to continuously create products that wow the mummies, helping mummies to achieve positive outcomes. I think that's one. And by doing that, we hope to gain the recognition of local mummies and agencies like Enterprise Singapore, because you look at Singapore.
All right, let's see if we can get David. David, Chi Leong was a bit cut off just now. Are you still with us on the line?
Yes, we are. So we are looking for help from agencies like Enterprise Singapore, right? How we can go into new markets, what are the know-how, how do we even start? Because we are, after all, only two men, right? We don't have the glands and the products to produce new oil. And so we all definitely need a lot of help from mummies. So we hope to get the same help from Enterprise Singapore to how to enter a new market globally to help mummies, not only in Singapore, but worldwide.
What markets do you want to enter, ideally?
Ideally, we have been analyzing the breastfeeding trends around the world, and we hope to enter at least a developing countries, perhaps, because we noticed that there's this trend of low birth rate, right, and they give a lot of attention to their one and only child. So we hope to actually expand to these markets.
And we understand that you've worked in less sugar and gula melaka is added. Why not raw brown sugar? Why gula melaka?
One of our products, we use both. We use gula melaka and we also use a little bit of raw brown sugar. The way we want to mix it is to bring out the flavors. We have tried, that was actually our very first butter. We call it Mami Naman butter. So we put together and we find that, hey, that delivers the best flavor. And it was actually the 7 version which the mummies approved. The other items, we either go with sugarless or no sugar added. We make use of this particular ingredient called mejo dates.
Medjool dates.
Yeah, correct. You know it.
Oh.
So we use medjool dates. It's sweet and it's low in GI. So mommy just love the product. It is also a galactagon by itself.
Right.
A galactagon? Wait, you said that before. What is it?
It sounds like a supervillain from the Marvel universe. Okay, the one who defeated Spider-Man in the last movie, right?
So apart from being a Marvel supervillain, what is a galactagon?
Galactagon is a lactogenic ingredient. So that means when a nursing mommy consumes, it naturally helps them to enhance the milk quality and increase in breast milk.
Right. Now, you know, some people will probably be thinking, you know, what do two guys know about lactating women and what they need? So you guys have, you know, like you said earlier, you've done a lot of research over the past couple of years. You know, what are some of the more interesting but little known facts about breastfeeding and lactation that you've uncovered?
What are some known facts? I think in most of the mommies, when they go into breastfeeding, many a times they were told, you know, not to go, not to eat something that's very specific. They are told to, you know, latch, drink water. But what we found is that nutrition plays a very, very big part. Obviously, it's to eat something that's very healthy and have a very moderate diet. But ingredients and nutrition like protein, omega-3, those are super important. And so to breastfeed well and to have good milk is to have a healthy body, consume a diet that's moderate and ingredients that are high in omega-3, protein, and also fiber.
Mm. Well, what if moms, expectant ones, and the ones who've already given birth, even your own moms, right, said about your range and how they have helped you improve? Because sometimes customers, even constructive criticism, is important to your product, to your business.
Yes, absolutely. We ask for survey every now and then in terms of a few things, whether the product that we have created, are they delivering results? I think that's one. Also from a taste perspective, we actually make sure that all our feedbacks are coming from a group of mommies, because you know when mommies go through pregnancy and also breastfeeding, the palate will change. Right, so that's how we continuously survey, and that plays a very big part in our product development and creation.
What about things like labeling, the color themes you choose? Because these are very warm, comforting colors that you use, browns and beiges.
Yes, we particularly choose brown because we are nut guys, right? So so nuts are brown, and then you know because when we first started, we have a pretty not so nice design, and one day David and myself, we decided that hey, we need to look good, right? You know, when we are selling to mommies, we need to look good. So we engaged a European designer, and she has a very simple and clean style. So she thinks that if you are going to use brown. Goes best with white, so that's how the white and brown color comes about.
I'm curious, you know, when you engaged this European designer and you told her the name of your company, Two Nut Guys, what was her reaction?
She has a lot of questions. First of all, Two Nut Guys, they are like, oh, okay, what does the two nut means? What does the guy means? And obviously, when I explained to them we are in the lactation business, I think she pardoned me like probably a couple of times.
Hey, David, I want to ask you first, right? How do the two of you complement each other, and how do you resolve differences and disagreements as well?
Well, thankfully, we didn't have any big differences and disagreements as of now, and I hope it will continue to remain the same for sure. Well, how we complement is I'm naturally more cautious and I spend a lot of time thinking and analyzing, so that slows me down. But Chilong is a more fast-moving and more ambitious person that actually complements my downside. So I thought we both of us complement each other very well when we look out for each other's blind spots.
Right, sounds like a very good partnership. Now, take us a little bit into the future. What else will you be likely adding to your range of products? Breast pumps, milk bottles, things like that? Anything in the pipeline?
We're definitely not looking at accessories for now, but I would say never say never. Well, maybe we'll come up with some new products, but definitely will be food products for now. We are continuing to ask mummies about what do they want, because we know it's a taste and flavor is an ever-changing trend, right, in Singapore especially, and also globally. So that's we're going to definitely have new products coming out, and I'm afraid if I have to tell you, I have to nut you.
Because you are the two nut guys. Hey, Chi Leong, how do you feel that you compliment David, and is he right in saying that you don't have, you have few differences and disagreements?
We do have a fair share, but we don't. I don't see it as a disagreement or argument. It's more perspective. Just like you mentioned, he's a risk adverse individual. I am actually on the other side of the spectrum. So a lot of times when we come together, we make sure that we take up our vision again, because our vision is, you know, providing a nutritious experience for mommy and loved ones, right? So we always use that to guide our decisions, guide our discussion topics.
Thanks, guys, and all the very best to you. We know you're going to succeed even more. David Ho and Lee Chi Leong, the co-founders of Two Nut Guys, they make and sell lactation nut butter and nut products like milk, spreads, granola, and ice cream. Support local businesses. Why don't you check them out at twonutguys.com?